This year's Nobel Prize in Medicine has gone to two California physiologists who pioneered scientific understanding of the sense of touch. David Julius and Artem Padaputian won for their research into how the nervous system translates stimuli like temperature and pressure into electrical impulses that allow us to experience the world. Padaputian is a professor of neuroscience at the Scripps Research Institute, and he joins us now. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, your research is just fascinating. Your colleague, David Julius, used the compound that gives hot chili peppers their spiciness to identify the body's receptors for heat. And then he discovered how that heat is converted into the feeling of pain. And you discovered cells that are sensitive to pressure and how they respond to mechanical stimuli. So what made you set out to research that, Arden?
I was fascinated to get into the field of neuroscience after my graduate studies at Caltech. And as you know, most of our cells in our bodies communicate through chemicals, whether they're hormones or neurotransmitters. So these neurons do something very special, which is they translate physical stimuli such as pressure and temperature into a chemical signal that our cells and the brain can understand. And how this happened was not known. So this was the beginning of our journey.
Mm. These receptors are the reason that we can do things as basic as feeling the position and the movement of our body parts. I mean, these are questions that have puzzled and intrigued humans for thousands of years. Can you put your finger on the sort of aha moment in your quest to find the answer here?
Absolutely. So we knew that these pressure sensors existed. We just didn't know what they were. And we knew that once we molecularly identify it, it would break open the fields of trying to understand what they do in our body and what goes wrong during diseases. And so it was this idea that to find these pressure sensors, we took what we call a very reductionist approach. We one by one, were getting rid of the expression of some of these proteins and seeing if pressure sensing was still normal. So candidate number 73 was the right one. So after 1 year of my postdoc getting negative results, finally he knocked down number 73, and it was indeed an aha moment because the pressure sensing response was completely wiped out. So we knew we had something very interesting.
So for those of us who are not scientifically inclined, tell us what the practical implications of this work are. What does this mean for us in our daily lives?
So our interest is to find how we sense our world. That's basic science is our interest. But obviously, people, for example, who suffer from neuropathic pain, there's really no good medications for it. An opioid epidemic has told us that we need better drugs to control pain. So we have good reason to believe that knocking down or inhibiting these receptors that we found could really help people in pain. And although we were mainly focused on identifying mechanisms of touch and pain, we have found that these receptors also are involved in blood pressure sensing, sensing when your bladder is full and you have to go to the restroom, and many other new avenues that we're finding applications for.
Well, it's remarkable. Thank you so much for this work, and congratulations again. Artem Padaputian is professor at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, along with David Julius at the University of California at San Francisco. He won this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine. Thank you so much, Artem.
Thank you.